So we saved the file and did nothing else. And I want to first say this is not, I'm not trying to do scientific proof. This is a talk. I'm introducing a concept. So I have this this image with very basic, because people need to be able to recognize what's happening in a minute. I cannot do backup stuff. So we saved the file and did nothing else. And I want to first say this is not, I'm not trying to do scientific proof. This is a talk. I'm introducing a concept. So I have this this image with very basic, because people need to be able to recognize what's happening in a minute. I cannot do backup stuff. In the winner triangle, which is the response to the drama triangle, the drama triangle is, I think, from 64 and the winner from 74. So this is still like pre-neoliberal times, but you don't know how much it's been adjusted, so yeah. But in the winner triangle, you got the helper who stops to help when the other says hey and doesn't force the help on people, and you got the assertive person who makes his claim and then backs away, and instead of the victim position you got the honest person. And that's how I see myself. When I'm in my wheelchair, people come over to help me. I say, no, I don't need your help. No, I don't want you here. Pergi saja, I want you to be away. And this is... Can I finish him?
Okay.
And if a helper comes over and they decided for me that I need help, they say, hey, let me help you. I tell them, no, it's okay. They're like, oh, okay, and they go away. And then there's no frustration for me, then it's just okay. But the savior will say, oh, but it's not a problem for me. The savior does not accept my authority or my... The savior decides for others what he needs. And this is the core of the why I put these two concepts in there. Because I experience the savior a lot. And sometimes I get a helper and it's just nice.
Yeah.
I say, no, not necessary. Oh, okay.
Yeah, to a certain like very limited context, I can relate to this like winner's triangle and authoritarian drama triangle, but in a very broad of understanding of reality and how the capitalist system managed to make us understand reality to this kind of simplistic things.
Mm-hmm.
It's how they want us to be in line.
Mm-hmm.
To know that, oh, this is you, maybe you don't have to be aggressive, blah blah blah. Instead, if someone offends you or like police trying to abuse you,
mm-hmm.
it's okay to be fucking aggressive.
Yeah,
you know?
But being assertive, if I'm assertive to someone and the person keeps denying me, I'm not backing off. It doesn't say you have to be. I feel more like they want us to be in the drama triangle, because then you either accept that you are helpless as a person and you have to accept all authority because the savior knows what you need, the nurse, the doctor, the psychiatrist,
yep.
They know what you need, or the policeman as the aggressor knows what you need, and you just need to accept this and then everything's gonna be fine. And the winner triangle says, no, you don't have to accept this. And if the other person is a nice person, which a policeman cannot be because they're all bastards.
Yeah, you know how smart they are. Like, they invent the drugs for that, for this,
yeah.
You know? And yeah, they basically create all these things for us to understand and for us to consume what they want and to be in line with what they're with their social relationships.
But they don't teach this in regular education, so
yeah,
it's not their active
but
role.
It's very kind of you know, like a company thing, you know. Like in a company there will be like some session when how you manage to make your workers, you know?
This is part of a psychology thing called TA or AT. Trends, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Analysis. Probably interhuman analysis or stuff. And yeah, therapists. My social worker pointed this out to me when I was complaining for the manyest time about how public transport is so horrible for me because people keep forcing their help on me and pointing out that they think I'm helpless, trying to destroy my feeling of self-worth.
Yeah, that's what I say. It can be used in very limited and specific contexts, even state and cultures, because you have this kind of European attitude, like self-worth, blah, blah, and other things. I don't mean that, for example, Japanese, Manadonese, or other tribe groups in Indonesia don't have this self-worth, but it's just different, you know? Sometimes people are just, when people help them in public transportation, like most people that I encountered, they will gladly just accept it, you know?
And this is where my big frustration is, because it's not about the willing to help, it's the willing to listen to the needs of the person, of the other. And it's my need to be left alone. And if I politely, honestly tell someone, no, I'm okay, and they go away, there's no problem.
Well, usually, like, I can only say in Indonesia, because you're saying your experience in Netherlands. In Indonesia, people, when you want to help people, at first, of course, you have to ask them, you know, like, you want to sit here, because maybe I have this main interaction, like, in a bus, where these pregnant women are standing, and I'm offering her my seat, or older people, or, something like that. Or just helping people with their baggage, or just many things like that. Yeah, you always ask first, you know. It's people will like mostly automatically will freak out if you don't ask first.
Yeah, no, but my issue is not about the asking, because if of course you freak out when you. My issue is that people ask and they don't accept the denial. if you offer the help, you offer the seat to someone and they say no, and you say, oh, but it's okay, you can sit down, and the entire trip keep asking, oh, but do you want to sit? Oh, you're talking with someone, doesn't matter. Hey, want to sit down? It's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, that's why I say it's different. You know, it's
we cannot
make it too general.
This is not intended.
In my point of view, there's also individuals' autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's her autonomy. That's
a good one, because in the winner triangle, the autonomy is accepted, and in the authoritarian, it's not. That's also... But I'm not saying this... These concepts, the fawning, the triangles, they work only in anecdote situations, in personal situations, one-on-one, group-on-group, but not when you talk about, oh, society does this and this society is doing this. It's a really per person, per even if you're from the same family. I fawn a lot, my brother doesn't. We got mostly the same genetics, mostly the same, raised the same, but stuff went different, and I just, I am a pleaser, I try to make everybody as comfortable as possible, ever, and he doesn't, he just enjoys his life.
That's maybe what he wanted for his life, you know? He choose to be like that.
You do not choose to this, because this is early childhood. I had to go to the hospital when I was 6. I was 2 weeks in the hospital, and I think my mom just was over caring for me and kept this over caring thing going forever. So every time I do something, she thinks I will break or this is my brother is the oldest, he can do everything. I am the youngest, I can do nothing.
Yeah, but what is the context? I mean,
this is the context.
The context is, it's like more like you envy your brother.
No, this is not what I'm saying. I'm using this as an example that the fight, flight, fawn responses, you cannot use this on a society or on a group level, you can only use this on a personal level. Because every person is different. Even when you are raised in the same family and all outside all inputs seems to be the same, it can still be different. I'm still a very different person from my brother.
I think I have to disagree with that, because like even your mom points of view about you and your brother, she gets it from society, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how capital social relation reproduce every day.
Yeah.
Because of the way we agree on things, the way we perceive reality.
I'm not talking about this.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I cannot digest the your example about you and your brother without trying to analyzing it further, like the social impact of your family and the structural family values. And you know, the school system, because all of this interconnected. The only thing left to us, even if it's so small is our own autonomy, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe I cannot just agree to that kind of simplification of flight, freeze, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
Because in very, again, in a very limited context, it can be used, but if you want to analyze, like, more broader issues regarding to this, it's interconnected. Everything is interconnected.
Yeah.
It's not separated, you know? The economy, you know, the daily life, the social, the reproduction of our values in everyday life. Yeah, I mean,
no, I'm only talking, so maybe I should have defined the, when you do a scientific report, you always say this only counts for this specific situations.
Yeah, because
In our conversation, I should have said at the beginning, where I'm just talking about personal interaction. I'm just talking on a personal level.
Yeah. On personal level, I cannot comment about your... I cannot commenting on your relationship with your brother,
mm-hmm.
because when you're saying it, it's just like that.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't need to be commented.
No, it's also not... my brother is a nice person. I have no problem with him. And it's just the only difference between us is that I fawn more. That's what I'm trying to say. If someone gets assertive towards him, he will get assertive back. And I will try to get away, and I will kind of get along with the other just to make him go away. That's the only
thing. So, yeah, you consider yourself as always fawning to him.
This is not about the situation with him, because I don't fawn towards him.
Yeah.
Because he backs off. When he annoys me, I tell him he annoys me and he backs off. Because he's a nice person. He is assertive. He is not aggressive. If he was aggressive, he would keep going and forcing their thing on me. And then I would fawn and... Or I would have to get into another thing than being honest to get away. I can just be honest and he responds by backing
off.
Yeah.
For me, it's... I cannot really comprehend that kind of situation, because
mm-hmm.
this is like a very private interpersonal relationship between the two of you. Sorry. I don't know, like, backgrounds of it, you know,
mm-hmm.
Like, I never try to want to represent people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am an anarchist, that's the thing that I don't want. I don't want to represent other individuals. Mm-hmm. And if I want to analyze some things, then I will try it very carefully,
mm-hmm.
and not just making simplistic assumption about,
mm-hmm. yeah.
oh, when I do this, I'm phoning. When I do this, I'm
yeah.
because maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong, but overall, it is just because I don't know, like, the entirety of your
mm-hmm.
relationship and background.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's why.
it annoys me that you keep calling it simplistic. Well, it's core. Wait before you answer. And after your answer, I'm gonna stop the recording because we're another 20 minutes.
Okay.
So I said that I would like to hear why you keep calling it simplistic instead of core, because it's the core. They're not. It's oversimplified to show you this is just the core values. It's like I don't have to explain you that gravity is 9.8 meters per second squared and why this is and how this is different in different planets and stuff. To show you that
it's very different context, Peter.
Yeah.
This is white people who wrote this.
Yeah.
Based on their studies.
Yeah.
Probably on some white areas and white cultures. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you try to impose this to other nationalities.
Mm-hmm.
Or ethnicities with different language, cultures, background, it's just fucking colonial values.
Yeah.
That's why I was trying to tell you, even science are not.
Oh no, very obviously not.
So science are always, you know, they pick sides.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I know. All medication is designed for white males.
Even like Darwin and who wrote this? Darwin's predecessor. He was very Eurocentric and colonialistic when he said Wallace, Sir Arthur Wallace. Who wrote the Malay Archipelagos?
Okay.
Yeah, he said that the English is too, British people is too soft to the Indonesian, especially to the Minasan. I'm more in favor for the Dutch people because they are more harsh and more disciplined. So they can discipline these wild people. So in terms of when you want to say about this, and that's why I always say that the thing that I always avoid is representation.
Mm-hmm.
Representation matters. Yeah. I mean, like, the bad side of representation when you try to represent, oh, this is the truth.
No,
this is the core values, and you have to understand this. If you don't understand this, you cannot function as human.
There's the misunderstanding. I should have also, when I do my talk, I say, I have not studied this stuff. This is all own experience, and this works for me.
That's why I'm always saying, in a very limited context, I'm always saying this is oversimplified, simplistic, because it is written by probably white people, and their research on white country or white region with their culture, language, and, you know, social values.
Yeah, okay. I just want you to take this data to you and look around and see if you experience it, and if not, and I would like to hear experience about this later at some later point. I also recognize this a lot here in Indonesia. It is different. It is very different because of a lot of social stuff. But I'm ending the recording because I said I was gonna. Look.